And let's pray. Father, you are holy and perfect and pure, and you sent your Son to go to the cross, to die for the sins of his people. Father, I pray that you would draw us near to yourself, near to your Son, as we remember him, his death, during this time of communion. Jesus, it is in your name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. There is one thing that I'm confident in right now, and that is that every person in this room rightly deserves the wrath of God. We've all committed sin. We are all sinners, and we will continue to sin. And for that, we deserve punishments. We deserve the wrath of God. But praise be to God that Jesus went to the cross and died so that sinners could receive forgiveness. Please follow along as I read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup and after supper, saying, "This is the cup in the new covenant, in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Here, believers are to remember the body of Christ that was given and his blood that was shed at the cross. Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, willingly went to the cross to suffer the agony of crucifixion. But more than that, he suffered the spiritual agony of sin. At the cross, he went from being the object of God's love to the object of God's wrath. He was bearing the wrath of God for sins that he did not commit. He who knew no sin became sin and suffered the righteous and just penalty for sin. However, it wasn't his own sin that he was suffering for. It was for the sins of all those that would trust and believe in him. On the cross, Jesus was a substitute. He went in place of his people. He went to bear the wrath for his people, the wrath that they deserved, so that they would experience the forgiveness of sins, and enjoy fellowship with him forever. So the question is, are you one of his people? Have you repented? Have you turned away from your sins to follow Christ? Do you find your identity in Christ? And would you consider yourself a follower of Christ? If you answer no to those questions, we simply ask that you would pass the tray by with the little cracker and the cup of juice on it. If you pass those by. But as you do so, I want you to consider that you do not have a substitute for your sins. And you will stand before God. And you'll be judged by him. And you will suffer the eternal penalty for your sins. Please talk to the person who brought you. Please talk to any one of the elders. We'd love to talk to you about this and share with you the good news that how you can be forgiven for your sins. If you would say that you are one of his people, that you have repented, you have turned to Christ, and you are holding on to some sin, you have a hard heart, please Forsake that sin right now. Forsake it. Confess it. Repent of it. Turn from it. And join us. Join us here in communion. Believer, you have been saved from your sins. You have the Son of God, God Himself, God in flesh, as your substitute. You don't deserve it. It's only by His mercy and His compassion that you've been given this free gift. As you take the bread, remember His body. And as you take that cup, remember His blood that was shed to satisfy the wrath of God on your behalf. The men are going to come forward and they're going to pass out the little cracker and the cup. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.